It is the homie.
Beach Drop Bar, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A broadcast episode 533 episodes. I cannot believe
it. I already know what you're doing and where this is going, and it's nowhere good. You're not well, and I'm worried about you. I feel like you're spiraling out of control.
I am. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hi.
Anna, welcome. So, spoiler alert, as the title may indicate, we are not live this week. We did have to pre-record the program.
Why is that? What did you have to do?
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh, it's me. Right. I will be going to a Missy Elliott concert.
Whoa, how was it? Because this won't be airing until next week.
She looks incredible.
Yep.
I've never been to Amalie Arena before, so it was really a great experience to go and see it on the inside.
What if you get... What if a terrorist attack happened?
That would be so funny.
It wouldn't be funny.
Expression.
It was more just morbid. You know, like we're talking about an event that hasn't happened yet, but it has happened yet by the time that people see it.
Yeah.
And what if something tragic happens and then you're like, it was so fun?
Well, not in the same vein as a terrorist attack, but there's a chance I could run into Dizzy. So that's pretty bad.
he's a big teddy bear.
No, he's cool. I not that I know him, but I did know him at one point. He was always very kind to me.
Yeah.
But apparently, I was told that he will also be in attendance at the Missy Elliott concert. And I was trying to think back onto, like, did I talk smack? Was I just being a good friend to you? Did I go out of my way to say something cruel? And I don't think I did. So
no,
in the event that we
either.
Do see each other, I think it should be just fine.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But I'm very excited. It is a birthday gift because my birthday was 3 months ago.
Right.
My friend, who actually maybe still works with you. Well, not anymore, really. But Kelly. I'm just going to say, I'm going with Kelly.
Oh, great.
From The Bone. We're very good friends.
That's awesome.
We did Pride together. And she told me, hey, I got Missy Elliott tickets and it's your birthday. This was back in May. Let's go. And I said, well, you know what I said, actually? I think she told me about it back in April. And I said, well, you know, it's going to be hard because I work the next morning.
Yeah.
LOL. No, I don't anymore. So, yeah, very excited to go to the concert.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, I'm sure it was a good time. I'm sure it was shooting free and I'm sure you had a blast. And I'm sure that we are already prepping next week's show, but we're recording actually on the 22nd of July. So it's a Monday. I just survived a hellish Monday at work. Oh my God. I have to quit that job. It's killing me. I just got a promotion that I start. What I thought I started the first of the month in August, turns out it's not till the end of the month in August. So I have one more month of this before
I
start.
What's the actual date?
The 26th, I believe I'll start.
Oh,
the
so
new,
you got over a month, buddy.
A little bit over a month. Yeah. Which is unfortunate. It's very disappointing, but, you know, I'm going to get through it. I hope
it's not what you were saying a few minutes ago.
I hope I can.
I'm going to end it. And I didn't know if you meant the job or your life.
I don't know either at this point. I'm scrambling. I know that you're scrambling to find something that you don't want to end it.
No.
Do something that you don't want to end it. Whatever that means. You know, put it however you want. But yeah, so we're doing this on a Monday this week. And I feel like, you know, the danger of producing a program, you know, close to a week to when it will air is that sometimes things get
stale.
They're not really news anymore. However, there was an event that took place yesterday, the 21st of July, which I think people will still be talking about even next week. And that was the decision by President Biden to not seek re-election. Now, he is still president of the United States. He has not stepped down as of yet. Maybe by next Sunday he did. I don't know. We don't even know where he's at right now.
He might be dead. Have you heard this?
I've heard this. I've heard that people are speculating. They haven't seen him. He's canceled his meetings. He's just not around right now. Apparently he's
COVID.
He has COVID, but apparently he's better. He's tested, you know, supposedly that he's symptom free now.
Because he's dead.
That could be.
He's dead. She's dead.
You heard it here first. Breaking news from one week ago.
Even when he was alive, he was dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was a walking corpse. It seems like he's welcoming death. It's at his front porch.
Yeah. Well, he seems to be staring into the abyss from time to time. You know, I don't know what that means exactly. It tends to mean that cognitively he may be having some issues. But it was weird how the media went from within a matter of weeks. And that's what blew my mind about this whole situation. I did get to do some time on the bone. Well, last week now when you're seeing this. But the day that Biden stepped down, I did a few hours. And the thing that really shook me to my core about this whole thing was how quick the media went from these are cheap fakes, that videos and audio that you're hearing are cheap fakes, which was a new term that experts hit the cable circuit news circuit to explain what a cheap fake was. A cheap fake is not AI, but it is real video and audio that is edited selectively to make it seem like something
is worse than it really is.
And that the president was fine. And any, you know, insinuation that maybe he was cognitively struggling was just fiction.
Don't
and
believe it was, your eyes and ears.
That's
because
right.
You are mistaken.
That's
you
right.
Peasant, you Dumas, you fool. If you will.
Yeah. You
yeah.
fool.
Yeah.
You conspiracy nut. And this was absolutely the media would fact check anybody who brought up like this guy doesn't seem very good. Something's going on with him. No, these are cheap fakes. And then after the debate, it went Biden's got to drop out. He's mush. He can't do it. And just like the 180 that happened so quick, it was really something to watch there. But President Biden has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be his successor. The president was facing mounting calls from within his own party to step aside after a disastrous debate performance against former President Trump in June. This is the first time an incumbent president has declined to run for re-election since Lyndon Johnson dropped out of the political race in 1968. Also got the endorsement of Nancy Pelosi today on the 22nd. So they're all back in Kamala.
Who do you think Harris will pick? If she is going to be the presidential nominee, who do you think will be her VP pick? Do you think it will be Montel Williams?
No, I don't.
Because he is coming out because he has to, because people are coming after him. I saw that clip of him with Kamala. By the way, people are just saying it's him and Kamala. I don't know if you've seen the clip, Will, but there's a second woman there.
Yeah.
He is holding hands with both of them.
Right. This was kind of in his heyday, right? Where he was kind of
he was the man.
Yep. He had a very successful talk show.
Was he kind of pulling a Nick Cannon where he's got multiple? Listen, I understand that many men may have multiple women, but it is rare when you see them out in public hands with both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of a PIMP move.
Oh, for sure.
And I think a lot of people are reaching out to him and he just wants to stay out of it. It seems he said, don't talk to me.
Well, he's ill.
He said, leave me alone, which is a quote that I think Will's heard somewhat recently.
Yes.
That was his quote.
I have heard of that. I hope that we might get, I don't know if we're allowed to use this content.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Harris's dating history is making headlines. Nearly 2 weeks after Election Day, the internet has become fascinated with the news of the vice president-elect's previous relationship with talk show host Montel Williams. The former couple, who briefly dated in 2001, went public with their romance at a red carpet event in Los Angeles while Harris was working for the attorney's office in San Francisco almost 20 years ago. Montel previously confirmed speculation about their past connection in August 2019. He tweeted at the time, Kamala Harris and I briefly dated about 20 years ago when we were both single. So what? I have great respect for Senator Harris. I have to wonder if the same stories about her dating history would have been written if she were a male candidate.
Oh.
With the story trending again in 2020, the TV personality took the opportunity to call for the release of Marine veteran Trevor Reed, who has been detained in Russia for over a year. Harris recently made history as the first woman and woman of color.
I would like to get a quote from the other woman and see if they scissored or not.
They don't really mention it.
They completely ignore her.
Like, she's not even there.
Overlook the fact that she was in a throuple, it seems. Because I've watched this clip many times, Will. He's holding hands with both of them, suggesting that, you know, and the other woman is very attractive, arguably more attractive than Kamala.
Yeah.
So he's probably blasting both of them, and they probably did nasty, dirty stuff. Like this. So,
oh.
You know? So can we get a quote from her?
Who is she?
I think it's kind of sexist that she's completely ignored. She is completely ignored. I think it's pretty apparent that Kamala Harris is bisexual. She is biracial and she is bisexual.
Interesting.
But she is binary gender-wise. And I think we need to get a quote from this woman to see what kind of nasty, dirty things, you know, she did. Did she do some sort of diving, scuba diving? You know what I mean?
I want to know what the... Like, I want to see the video of them, because I think you're right, where he was holding hands.
Oh, I've watched it at least a half dozen times.
You have to go to Twitter for
He's
stuff.
He's holding both of their hands, and he goes, Kamala Harris, Kamala. See? I told you. Think I'd lie?
Here, let's...
We got Destiny's Child over here on the left. She's a very attractive woman. Belly.
Long before she met Doug Emhoff, she dated some prominent men, including, in 2001, former talk show host Montel Williams. Back then, he was the famous one and had to introduce her to the paparazzi. Now, the whole...
Yeah, he was holding both of their hands.
It's completely ignored. No one in the media is talking about this other woman. Everyone is looking for comment from Montel Williams, which, you know, great. But also, did she have sexual relations with that woman? Is it any of my business? No. But come on, we're talking about Montel. Why not this other woman?
It's not guaranteed.
Probably did it.
I mean, he might have just had like two chicks. Or maybe he was like, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were together too.
It implies.
No, I wouldn't even say that.
Implies.
I think it was more just like a pimp move. Like, I have two women. And it doesn't mean that they're together as well, or that all three are together at the same time.
I never said they were dating. I'm just saying they probably all messed around. If you are a woman and you are okay with your man holding hands with another woman publicly at the same time as you, you're probably very open-minded, if you know what I mean. Mm. And open, other things are probably open too.
Yeah,
you know
wide open.
You're okay with sharing. So listen, she seems to be a very... progressive woman.
Yeah.
I think it's plausible she probably ate some snatch. I don't know.
Well, that's got to get bleeps now. That's definitely can't go on Radio St. Pete.
Sorry, Joe.
That's so that will be edited out. I'm going to make a timestamp there. I mean, listen, you could be right. It is.
Why are we not talking about this? That we have the first possibly woman, black, Indian, bisexual woman running for president. No one's talking about this. Oh, did Adam Carolla get into it?
No, this looks like Adam Carolla show 1 hour ago. Montel Williams dated vice president.
He looks terrible.
Adam Carolla? I was going to say Montel looks really good.
Well, he's been preserved in amber. I mean, black don't crack, but.
Well, he's ill, though.
Montel Williams?
Yeah, he has like Parkinson's disease. That's why he quit his show.
Really?
It's not well.
I didn't know that.
And I think he's a big marijuana proponent and claims that he's really been helped.
Well, you know, Kamala would have put him in jail. She would have known back then.
Yeah. Let's see what Adam and Montel.
This is recent.
So we're talking about politicians and old politicians, but Kamala Harris is a not too old politician. Who used to date back in the day.
You know, I like to say that I am a gentleman, and you know, I don't kiss and tell. You know, it was a while back. We had a relationship, and it ended, and we both moved on.
Was it for a period of time?
It was for a period of time.
And the kiss and tell part doesn't interest me very much, mm-hmm. but I do like sort of insights, like, because mm-hmm. I can't get a good read on her. I can't figure out if she's smart or she's vapid or it's an agenda.
You'd have to understand. I mean, when you say, is she smart? You know, no question. I mean, the woman ascended from, you know, being a public defender to the district attorney of San Francisco, then on to be the attorney general of the state, California, on to becoming the president, the vice president of the United States.
No, I do think she's smart. But I think a lot of these people are smart, but it does. They don't sound, what they're saying isn't making sense.
Adam is trying so hard not to insult him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you do, you know, we talked about being a good interviewer a few weeks ago, and there's certain things that you have to do,
of course,
where you don't want to necessarily push too hard.
Yeah. And you want to make them feel comfortable enough to open up.
Right.
You know, he's doing a good job, but you know, obviously I have some questions that I'd like to know.
Well, apparently a lot of people have questions, because apparently Biden delayed dropping out partly because he doubted Kamala Harris's chances against Trump. President Biden delayed dropping his 2024 reelection campaign because he doubted whether Vice President Kamala Harris could actually take on Donald Trump. The 81-year-old president and his senior advisors had expressed the concerns about whether the Veep was up for the challenge of facing off against Donald Trump in the lead up to the historic announcement, Axios reported on Monday, citing three Biden aides who had familiar with the conversations.
Right.
Still, Biden ended up endorsing Harris, 59, when he revealed that he was stepping aside on Sunday, weeks after his train wreck debate. Biden and Harris spoke repeatedly over the phone in the hours before the bombshell announcement was made public.
You know, if you go up a little bit, and mm-hmm. instead of saying revealed, go down a little, you know, where it says when he revealed he was stepping aside, mm-hmm. it's probably when he woke up to the news that he was stepping aside.
Joe, it's over. Huh?
What?
Huh?
Interesting stuff. I kind of want to get into some possible conspiracy theories, but maybe we should leave that for...
Well, you asked me who do I think is going to be Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick.
Oh, right.
So I think if you're in a position where you're running for president, you have to think of the Electoral College, and you have to... Donald Trump picked a senator from Ohio, which is always a toss-up state that could go red or blue any presidential cycle. So he went with the man from Ohio, J.D. Vance. Also, one state that typically does go blue, but sometimes red, is Pennsylvania. So I think it's going to be Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, for a few reasons. Because it's Pennsylvania, I think that he's white. He's male, and he's also Jewish.
Ugh.
And I think that they need the Jewish vote back a little bit, the Democrats, because I think they've...
Oh, I was going to say yes or no, but now
I know a lot of Jews since October 7th attacks have been questioning whether...
They don't need the Jewish vote, Will. They need the Jewish...
Well, you know...
Is that...
Well, that's probably part of it too, you know. Right? I'm not gonna disagree.
I hear they got a lot of money.
Some do, not all, but not me either. Mm-hmm. But so I think it's gonna be Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. What about you?
I have no clue. Some people are saying the Berkshire, is that a person? Berkshire
sounds semi familiar. Yeah,
I've heard that he might be one. I really don't know, but I'm really excited for this season of Black Mirror that we are living through with the presidential debate, which happened much earlier. And I've been just reading right before we started recording that this may have been part of the plan. Imagine that, you know. Mm-hmm. You can say a lot of things about Democrats or politicians or donors, they might be conniving, they might be evil, but they're not dumb. I can't buy that they're dumb. I thought this was all part of the plan, which it seems to be. Then we have the attempted assassination of a president who, if he didn't look at a beautiful shot, he would have been dead. It would have been a blowout JFK part two. That happened last weekend. And then 1 week after that, 1 week and a day after that, Biden steps aside. Mm-hmm. Whether he did or not, who knows? I don't even know if he's alive. He may be dead. I got called out for believing, quote unquote, conspiracy theories. And you just got to go, listen, you don't know what's real. I don't know what's real. At this point, everything is pretty fair game.
Who tried to call you out for conspiracies?
Just a jujitsu friend.
Oh, okay.
Was just like, well, I don't. He basically said about himself, I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I go, I'm not either, but I am for conspiracy facts, which seem to be coming true more and more once time just plays out. Mm. So it should be really interesting to see. But I think this is what you probably feel during football season. I think I get it now. I am so excited to wake up every day to see, not if my team won, but just to see, you know.
See the highlights.
Right.
Top 10 plays.
Did someone die? Are people, now people are saying that the, you know, that congresswoman who was in charge of the Secret Service commission, she died. And they're saying, whoa, that seems kind of coincidental.
Wait, she did?
You know what I'm talking about? Old black lady.
Oh, Sheila Jackson, my favorite politician. She was my favorite lady.
She the one that was like the moon, the sun.
Yes.
Okay. She's
that was
she's
her.
Dead now.
I know. I heard that. So, I'm so sad.
Yeah. She's
yeah.
Dead.
She was great. And she was she's the one who said, I have never behaved in any activity that could be described as idiot. that was my one of my favorite lines.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, she's passed now. So I'm kind of taking it all in every day, and it's really kind of an interesting time to be alive, because if you think like 30 years ago, or not even 20 years ago, and the news would just say, here's video, what happened? There it is. Or we don't have video, and this is just what happened. And everyone has to go, oh, I guess that's what happened. Now everybody has a camera on their phone. So they're like, who's this guy in the gray suit? I see the shooter on the water tower. You know, there's so many things that now other people must explain. But then you also have, then it gets even more complicated with AI. So then in order to dispel, you know, some evidence, you just go, oh, that was doctored up. That's not even real. So now we're in a time where news and information is so prevalent and pervasive that now we don't even know what's true and what's not true. So it gets even more complicated to try to parse out which is which.
Yeah. There was, I was actually watching a short documentary about, do you know who Adam Curtis is? He does some BBC stuff. He does these really cool documentaries.
He does BBC stuff. Ooh.
Not that kind.
Oh.
But it was about Vladimir Putin's, one of his like best friends who helps him run the country.
BFFs.
And yeah. And he does this like stage magic of funding like opposition groups of Putin, and then just of like every funding everything, which is I think what we do here too, and then just have everybody fight, and then saying, yeah, we funded these groups, so nobody knows what's happening, nobody can be quite sure what exactly the truth is. And that seems like where we're at too here. I don't know. Whenever I see something, I just go, maybe, I don't know. I can't be sure of anything. And it kind of keeps you, it puts you in this psychology of just like being kind of aloof, almost like not being able to take action because you're not quite sure.
Absolutely.
What's real and what's not.
Because you can only really make decisions with facts, but you don't know what the facts are.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to go, is that the truth? Is that not? Because it was fact checked by Politico and they said it was true, and it was fact checked by Axios and they said it wasn't true. So then you go, well, I don't know. I can't do all this research by myself, boys.
There was a thing like that yesterday where somebody called in when I was covering on the bone. Oh, my friend Carmen. Listener of the Johnny B show. Not Mike Caltas, Carmen. a listener named Carmen. She called in and was talking about how Trump was talking about injecting bleach during COVID. And I go, no, he didn't, Carmen. Yes, he did. Look it up. Look it. And I go, you should look it up. I know what you're talking about, but you're wrong. And then I have Isaiah in there, and Isaiah's doing fact checking.
He's your Jamie.
He's my Jamie. He's looking it up. Well, Politico says that he that he's injecting bleach. I go, yeah, don't trust Politico.
But so then you look like a jerk because then you're like, because your I'm wrong. Wrong facts.
According to Politico, I'm wrong. Facts. I'm wrong. But Isaiah did his due diligence, and he said on page 3 of Google,
that's not how he said it.
He found the actual quote. Mm. And no, he didn't say that. The actual quote was like, you know, we look at this disinfectant because once it gets in the lungs, and he was talking about the UV light, I believe, to give, maybe injecting UV light into, but the disinfectant became bleach, not the UV light. And he was saying, just inject bleach into your lungs.
I think it's that, so, didn't he say that during like a press conference on the, on a mic?
And yeah, like, but it,
have that conversation behind closed doors, please.
It was sloppy and it was off the top of his head. And he was saying, you know, that it would have to be under the care of a doctor, but it's something we should maybe look in. This was when nobody knew what was going on and they were trying to find, you know, a cure for this thing. So he was just pontificating off the top of his head. And while it was sloppy, he certainly didn't say inject bleach. Nobody did that. The only person that did that was Chris Cuomo's wife, took baths in bleach when she had COVID. But that was the only, I don't know. It's just so frustrating because like, but there's still people who go, well, disinfectant means bleach. And he said inject. So no, you're still wrong. It's hard.
Yeah.
But you can find an actual quote, but you have to go on page 3. And meanwhile, Washington Post, Politico, they're all telling me that, you know, yes, he said that. But obviously he didn't. That's not true. This goes back to the find people on both sides thing too, where finally Snopes admitted finally that no, what he was talking about was, you know, protesters, not the
people who were for and against the statues.
Yes. So
not the Charlottesville.
Right. But that's still, and there's still people who are probably listening to this or pulling their hair out. Yes, he did say that. So, I mean, like,
fine. Like at that point, you just go, all you say no, they say yes. You say no, you say yes. You go, all right.
It's hard. It's hard to have conversations. So, and you have to always be on Google now to have a conversation because people say stuff and you go, no. And then you got to, Chris Fisher and I were talking about doing a podcast where we would talk and have a conversation, but we would have to edit and for Google searches to make sure that people are, but I don't trust Google.
Right.
I don't, as we just learned, you know, you have to get to page 3 on Google. Meanwhile, the first page is saying that I was wrong and Carmen was right. But Carmen was wrong and I was right.
Okay.
I was.
I know. You're rarely ever wrong. So I guess
that's right. That's right.
I guess
ever.
Yeah, if ever. Most of the time right.
Most of the time right. Yeah. I wish people would just listen to me.
But it's an exciting time to be alive. And I think this is exactly what I needed in my life. A little pep in my step. And I feel like since the debate, I've been just really excited to just wake up every day and see what mess I have to read about on the news.
Mm.
Just, it's very exciting to me. It's like it's very telenovela. It's like a Spanish soap opera about what's going, but everything is at stake, which makes it even more fun.
Mm.
So I'm very excited to see what unfolds the next 100
days. Who do you think is going to be? Did you answer that question?
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know any like big names.
Somebody threw out an interesting name. I don't think there's any way that it would be this person, but Robert Kennedy.
I knew you were gonna say that would never happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That would never happen. He seems to be more anti-establishment every time I hear him speak, which is wild because he is a Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, he is deep into the establishment of the Democratic Party, yet he is going rogue, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the people that are like, look, I'm in the game. I'm telling you how it is. And it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, I almost like trust him more because it takes so much bravery and courage to come forward and say that. And why would he say that if it's not helping him in any way? It's not helping him win over Washington or the deep state or anything when he's saying the government killed my father and uncle over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to appreciate him.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. But he does have a small coalition of you know, people who are, you know, all in on him. I don't know how much it is exactly. I've heard that he was potentially on Trump's short list too.
That's what I
to be vice heard. President.
Oh, not VP. I thought he was going to be like in the cabinet or.
Well, they did have a call that leaked.
I saw that.
So, and he very well could be in Trump's cabinet and mm-hmm. about going after some of these companies. And they, you know, Trump seems to be kind of in on the maybe vaccine safety as well. He's made some comments previously about its connections, potential connections with autism. And on the call that got leaked, RFK had a film crew with him, and Trump called him when the film crew was there, and they accidentally filmed it and it got leaked. And he was talking about how these, you know, vaccines are enough for a horse, and they're instead they put them into little babies. And it's, you know, what kind of effect does that have? Kind of asking questions to RFK, who's the vaccine guy. So, or has been labeled that way anyways. I don't really know, you know, what that means, but he has some heat on him about maybe potentially being anti-vax. I don't know
we'll
anymore.
We'll figure it out as we go, but I guess we should kind of close this portion.
Yes, we're going to say goodbye to the Radio St. Pete audience and the podcast listeners. If you want the full podcast uncensored, we're going to do another half an hour here. You can go to hmbradio.substack.com, or since I'm a bad businessman, you can get it on YouTube and Rumble for free. All you got to do is go over to willsyoutube.com or Rumble. I don't have a link for Rumble yet. I should buy one. But it would be just HMB Radio, all one word, on Rumble if you want to watch over there. So we say goodbye to the freeloaders.
Bye.
We love you guys. And Radio St. Pete, we love you too. And we hope you join us next Wednesday live at 6 p.m.
6:15.
6 p.m. No, we're doing 6 p.m. sharp on Wednesdays.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stream. I thought you meant on Radio St. Pete.
Oh, Radio. Yeah, I don't even know what time.
I think it's 6:05. It makes no sense. But anyways, yeah, 6 p.m. next Wednesday.
All right. See you later.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.